Now, West Georgia's first news for your Thursday from the News Talk, 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. Before being the guest speaker at Wednesday's leadership luncheon at the venue in Villarrica, Olympic gold medalist bobsledder Elena Myers from Douglasville spoke with Josh Engel on the WLBB Community Voice program. The three-time gold medalist discussed finding success after setting goals and going after them despite personal challenges she may have faced.
Just being a Southern girl getting into a winter sport, being a woman of color getting into a winter sport presented some challenges, and then also being in a male-dominated sport. One of the other things that I've tried to do throughout the course of my career is continue to push the boundary as far as gender and gender equity. And I've really pushed to try and have two events to medal in like the men do. So I really pushed to do four-man. Women historically have only had the two-man. And so I really pushed to try and compete in the four-man discipline and have competed with and against the men in that regard.
Next in Myers' life plans, the 35-year-old is expanding her family, and she plans to compete once again in the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing, China.
I am currently 35 weeks pregnant. It's always been a goal of mine to be able to have a family and continue to bobsled. Most women, once they get to my age and they get to my level of the sport, in order to keep competing or in order to have a family, they actually have to retire. So I'm looking to continue to push boundaries and try and do this whole thing traveling around the world as a mother now. It's going to be an interesting challenge. Looking forward to competing in Beijing and doing it with a son or daughter in tow.
That complete Community Voice program with Myers is now posted online at newstalk1330.com. Well, one topic Carrollton's newest city council people are hearing from the public deals with ways to beautify the city. Carrollton city officials this week are discussing ways to address that, including revisiting the city's current ordinance, which gives the city options on how to deal with homes and small business properties that may be considered unsafe and blight.
There are a number of blighted homes and commercial buildings around that they want us to pay more attention to and take more action on. Right now, the way our ordinance is written, about all that we can do is for somebody to make a building safe. But as far as just maintaining it under its regular use, making sure it's painted, making sure none of the windows are cracked or that sort of thing, or the roof looks good, we're going to have to adopt a maintenance code. That's going to be talked about at the work session.
The city of Carrollton developed a demolition program to remove blighted properties in 2016. That program assists citizens by providing demolition at no cost of buildings or structures that are unfit for human occupancy, given that the blighted structures are a burden to adjacent property owners and the surrounding neighborhood. Grizzard says the program has resulted in the demolition of more than 30 properties in the last 4 years. Carrollton Police showing support for Georgia Governor Brian Kemp's proposal of allocating $2 million to create 7 new GBI positions that would focus on dealing with gangs, part of a bigger plan to crack down on gang-related crime statewide.
The city of Carrollton's actually a little bit ahead of the curve in prosecuting gangs and gang intelligence. We started our own unit in 2014, and Governor Kemp's new initiative is actually going to help amplify that. Every regional drug office now has members in that office that are trained. There's one in Carrollton. We touch base with them each week. So it's really kind of given us more boots on the ground and just a larger resource for intelligence.
Sergeant Chad Taylor focuses on drugs and gang activity for the Carrollton Police Department.
The more people you have working gangs, working gang cases, it's just a larger net to throw out for intelligence. Working gangs is a huge task and undertaking to gather intelligence. When there's only four of us doing it, when the regional drug office, they put four involved, so we've essentially doubled the size of our net for gang intelligence.
The state predicts there are over 70,000 organized gang members in Georgia allegedly associated with crime activity dealing with drugs, sex crimes, violent crimes, and human trafficking. Well, as the city of Villarrica considers a new transportation master plan, they will do so with the help of a new transportation traffic committee, which Mayor Gil McDougall announced will be created this year during his State of the City speech on Tuesday. Other high points of that speech, he says the city of Gold had more homes being built in 2019 than any year since the housing crash. McDougall showing support for public safety in his speech, backing plans to proceed with developing a construction plan to build out and equip a police precinct funded by the Douglas County SPLOST on the east side of town, and his support to extend the take-home vehicle program for officers from 15 miles to 20 miles in the upcoming budget cycle. You can read the new mayor's entire State of the City address now posted on the NewsTalk1330.com website. Less than 2 years after its manufacturing plant in Carrollton burned to the ground, Superior Recreational Products and PlayCorps cut the ribbon on a new facility. The previous facility was destroyed July 5th of 2018. Investigators blamed that fire on a faulty fan. The company stuck around, though, and continued some operations, moving various departments to other locations in Carrollton, including the former Big Lots building off of Bankhead Highway. The new facility was built by Bremen-based RK Redding Construction. For breaking news throughout the day, keep your radio tuned to this station. Also, be sure and like the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Facebook page. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.